And a pleasant good afternoon, everyone. I'm Brian Helsworth, the Missouri Net News Director, and I'm on the road again. I am in Portageville, Missouri today. We're at a place called Katie's Diner. Katie's Diner is here in Portageville, and I'll be eating here in just a moment. More on that in a moment. But the reason we're really here is because the governor talked about, Governor Greitens talked about this particular restaurant when he was talking during his State of the State address about hope and about people that need jobs in Southeast Missouri. He said a lot of the people that eat here are going to Kentucky. They're going to Arkansas. They're going to Illinois. They're going to Tennessee as well. And joining me to talk about where we're at right now in the steel mill as well as Naranda is the sponsor of the bill. I've covered him for a couple of years now in the Missouri House, State Representative Don Roan, who's a Republican from Portageville. Great to see you. We'll get to the diner in a moment. First things first, steel mill. You're hopeful still.
The steel mill is, I would say, on track. We should know something by the first of the year from the gentleman from India. He's kind of promised us that he would tell us one way or the other where he's coming or not. He has been here three times, made numerous trips to both sites, looked at the port, looked at the infrastructure that we have here that's available to him. We're hoping to know something from the magnitude 7 by the first of the year. The good thing is both rates, with the passing of our bill, they were both the power plant or the steel mill as well as the smeltering plant have been able to negotiate their rates. And their rates are pretty well set, and they're low enough to make them profitable. They're just putting together the rest of the package, and then they'll let us know what's going on. I will tell you this, and it's public knowledge. The gentleman from India made it public that if we had not passed right to work and my bill on ability to negotiate power rates, he wouldn't even have considered Missouri.
Wow. He said that publicly.
That's,
yeah. That's all right.
Sorry.
No worries.
It's, that thing goes off all the time.
Yeah, he's got a lot of people. Yeah, not a problem.
He said that publicly. Yes, he did, at New Madrid. So
what you're telling me, Representative Roan, and this is, I know it may have been reported in a public meeting, but certainly not in the media, you're telling me that the owner of the steel mill from India has said if they hadn't passed right to work, we wouldn't be here. Is that correct?
We would not be here.
That's huge.
Yes, but he's made that statement to me and to the rest of the people of New Madrid publicly, yes.
Magnitude 7 is a huge issue. I was outside the Naranda facility yesterday doing a live report. 900 men and women lost their jobs a year ago when that plant closed. Representative Roan, what kind of impact has that had on places like Katie's Diner? What kind of an impact has it had on your legislative district?
Out of the 900 people that worked at Naranda, the old Naranda, 300 and something of them lived in my district. So a third of the workers lived in my district. Now, you take a district that is made up of rural Missouri, and you take 300 jobs making 80 plus, you don't have to be a Philadelphia CPA to figure out what that's going to do to this community. Just this morning, I was talking to a gentleman that his son was working at Naranda. He's now in Virginia. He's in Petersburg, Virginia, and he took five people with him. So that's five families that's gone.
That are gone.
And I asked him, would he come back? He said if it's a good enough job, he'd rather come back because it's home. It's home. The gentleman you saw me with earlier, he's a contractor here that his mother owns this diner. He said before you came in, he wanted to know where we were.
Yeah.
Because when these jobs come back, there's got to be houses built. There's got to be infrastructure built in these little bitty towns like New Madrid, Portageville, Hayti, Sykeston,
Caruthersville.
It's the arms go a long way from this job site. And if everything goes right, they will have 300-something jobs, hopefully before the first of the year. That's one pot line and one the rod and wire mill started back up. And if everything goes right with the steel mill, there's 165 jobs there that will be done within probably 2 years of building the plant.
Wow.
So it's big. It's big for us.
How big would it be to get these people back to work that are on assistance right now? We just talked to some folks in the town. I don't like to use the word welfare, but they're on assistance, food stamps, and obviously children assistance as well. Because they had lost their jobs, how big would it be for them, for their families to be able to get back and work, and also for their own selves?
These people are solid of the earth people. They want to work.
Yeah.
They don't want to be on welfare. They don't want to take food stamps. They don't want to take any assistance. But when you live in a community where all hope is gone, mm-hmm. you don't have any other choice. You have to feed your family.
Sure.
And if it means doing that, that's fine. But trust me, once we get these jobs back, these people will rush to get off of welfare and assistance. They don't like to be there. They don't want to be there. And when we do, it'll be one of the finest days that ever happened since the beginning of Narando, 30 years ago.
Exactly.
And it's just been really good to be part of that.
Is there anything else you would like to add? I know it's emotional for you when you talk about this issue. On magnitude 7, if I could follow up that with just a moment, you're optimistic. That is a company, when they bought it, they were in bankruptcy. What Richard McGill said on the record, they were the only people that bought it that didn't have an intention of closing it. The others were going to shutter. That's huge, isn't it?
That's right. They were the only ones that came to us after the sale that really wanted to open it up. The rest of them wanted to cut it up and send it down to Armorell to make steel.
Yeah.
I mean, think, they're only probably 40 miles on river. They could have cut the plant up, moved it to Armorell, made steel out of the aluminum plant out here. But Mr. Lucky wanted to open it up. They've been working themselves silly for the last half a year, trying to find and put all the pieces together. It's not a simple thing. It's just, we're going to turn the key. If a certain thing happened, I promised people we were shovel-ready in 120 days. We were. But some things that fell in place on raw materials because of the hurricanes and everything slowed that down. So hopefully by January we'll be up and running, and they'll start the process of starting that plant up. And the steel mill, they'll start breaking ground in the spring.
Final question for you. I've covered you a long time. I was there in May during the special session, obviously, for the steel mill, and you passed that bill fairly quickly. Huge bipartisan support. Representative Greg Razor, who's from Cooter, a Democrat, urged Democrats to vote for it, talking about the poverty and things like that. Final question for you. The governor and Representative Razor, two different parties, said the same thing. 9 of the 10 poorest counties are in southeast Missouri. A couple of those are in your district. You'd like to see them get some jobs to be able to get them out of poverty, but there's just very high poverty here.
When you come off the Benton Hill and you get past Sykeston, you're in an area that is equal to inner St. Louis, poverty-wise. If you look at our median income, it's in the 17,000s now with the addition that Naranda's gone. We lost over $7,000 median income just by Naranda going away. That's big. 1 year. That's big. I was just with Representative Razor a while ago. He is down with a group of Democrats to tour the Boot Hill to show them the relationship of how poor we are compared to how poor inner St. Louis is. We just toured a cotton gin. And down at Crothersville, and he's in the process of doing that. He knows. He came from here. Most people don't know, but he was born and raised in Cooter.
Yes, he was.
And he knows what southeast Missouri is. And I get along with him very well.
Yeah.
You guys really respect each other. That's the thing. Even though you may not agree on...
We don't agree on half the over 40%. We don't agree on 60% of the things, but what we do agree on...
Yeah.
is how poor this place is and how much we need to get something down here for these people.
Yes.
And what you also agree on is that rural economic development is huge.
It's huge.
He has said that, and you actually agree with him.
Oh, yes. Yes. Rural development, and not just down here, but you take my friend Craig Redmond up in northeast Missouri.
Right.
You take northwest Missouri. My gosh, they don't have anybody up there.
Right.
It's just as poor up there as it is down here.
Sure.
And
that's a big deal.
That's what we've got to convince the legislature of is – I'll give you an example. After this next term, after 18, and Craig Redmond's gone, Jay Horton's gone, and Bill Ramo's gone, we have one person in the House that's a row crop farmer, and that's me. That's how few rural people that we have that till the soil in the Missouri House now. So we have to train our friends in Kansas City, Springfield, Columbia, St. Louis, to what rural Missouri is all about.
Right. Brian Munzinger is in the Senate.
He's gone.
He's gone too, exactly.
Brian's gone.
Yeah, and they're all going to be gone.
They're all gone. So we've got our job ahead of us to train our rural counterparts what rural Missouri is about.
All right, I'll wrap it up, but I do have to ask, because you told me 6 months ago, you said, Brian, you got to come down and go to Katie's Diner. So I'm here, and we obviously try to get out, and we went to Lambert's yesterday. You told me that this place has the best French toast in southeast Missouri. What can you tell me about the French toast? What can you tell me about Katie's Diner in Portageville, Missouri?
This diner's got a long history. Katie's used to be known as Big John's. It used to be at another location. It caught fire about 3 years ago, and they moved in this present location. If you want to come in here at 6 o'clock, the Democrats are here. If you come in between 7 and 7:30, the Republicans are here. And it's where I have breakfast every morning. If everybody down here knows, if they want to see me, they can come to Katie's Diner at 7:30 in the morning, and I'll be either coming in or going out. And I'm here 5 days a week. I very seldom come out here on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
But it does have the finest French toast that you've ever eaten. That she fixed a mean hamburger. And it's just a good – a lot of farmers come in. A lot of meals go out that back window to the farmers. They order in the mornings and – pick them up and take them out.
Yeah.
So it's a good place.
I'm glad we finally got here. And I would say this, too, about you said the Democrats are here at 6 in the morning, Republicans are here at 7. You've always worked across both sides of the aisle, and I know if they have an issue in they need help in Jefferson City, you've always made a point to help them, regardless of what their party is.
Party down here, to me, well, I'm not bragging.
Sure.
But what other Republican that you know that opened up an office in a totally black community? I have an office in Hyattsville, Missouri, and it is a totally black community. And the gentleman that got me to open it up, I said, now why would I want to open up there? I got one vote out of Hyattsville last year. And he said, well, we'll get you two this time. So if you want me the last Friday of every month, from 2 to whenever, I'm in my office at Hyattsville to work with those people, because I'm here to serve the people.
Yeah.
God, there's terrible poverty up there.
Oh, it's
they're very poor.
Very poor. I'm here to serve them, and they know that now.
Absolutely.
I know that now, and that's the way I'm going to be until I decide that I've had enough of Jeff City.
It's great to see you.
Thank you.